the unsung heroes of what happened at the hospital that day are the staff and the management who worked through that. To all the staff at the hospital, well done, because they put the patient first for the last 12 months. Conditions were very difficult for them. And I suppose the one thing that I am happy about is the fact that a lot of the services are going to be fully restored, maybe taking longer in some ways than I thought, but at the same time, there's no hurdles being put in our way in doing so. So, you know, it's work in progress, and I suppose the one thing we need to all ensure is something like this never, ever happens again. And I'm confident because it's something that I'm watching very closely and something I have been, I suppose, monitoring very carefully over the course of the last 12 months to make sure this never happens again, and I'm monitoring the progress. But at the end of the day, a hospital is about caring for people, and I'm happy that I suppose the services that we have there will be fully restored. But I'm sure it has been very, very difficult for all the staff who's had to deal with this at the coalface for the last 12 months.
Sean Murphy, the hospital manager, has made it clear that his belief is once this process has finished, the hospital will not only be restored to what it was, it'll be better.
Well, I hope so, and I'm sure the public, and in fairness to the general public in Donegal here, they have been very patient and have been very understanding considering the situation they're in. But again, I'd have to say that, you know, the management and the staff of the hospital were placed in a situation where they never had no experience of before and what happened that day on the 26th of July, and it was devastating for many, many people. But I think the one thing that we can all say is that no lives were lost that day, and, you know, infections and everything else that could have, you know, caused a lot of sickness that was there could have made it worse. It didn't happen, and I think patient care was to the fore. And at the end of the day, it's a very difficult situation. So I suppose my role as a member of the HSE Forum is to ensure that the public gets the best service they can. And it is in difficult circumstances. We're working through it. But as long as we're working to make sure that we will have one of the best hospitals in the country, and I think we don't deserve anything less. So I'm confident that will happen. And I'm confident and I'm happy that we have the support on a regional basis and indeed from a national basis.